This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne with Steve Inskeep. Violence flared across a wide area of Iraq yesterday. Insurgents launched attacks outside Baghdad. Gunmen assassinated the sister of the Sunni vice president after he said force should be used to quell Sunni-led insurgents. Morning Edition Steve Inskeep spoke with a professor of strategic studies at the U.S. Naval War College and knows quite a bit about Iraqi insurgents.
Between November 2003 and September 2005, Professor Ahmed Hashem worked with U.S. troops in the field in Iraq. His job was trying to understand the insurgents and what motivates them. The result is a new book called Insurgency and Counterinsurgency in Iraq, published just last month by Cornell University Press. And Professor Hashem is on the line. Professor, welcome.
Thank you.
You seem to have tried to narrow down exactly who these insurgent groups are, and you list more than 20 of them, I believe, and divide them up by category. Generally speaking, what are the divisions here?
Well, I've sort of divided it into nationalists, former Baathists, tribal-based insurgents, and also religious extremists like the Salafi jihadi groups.
Now, you point out in your book that all these different groups of insurgents say that they don't want the United States in Iraq, they don't want the U.S.-backed government, but do they agree on what they do want?
No, that's the one of their key weaknesses. And in fact, one insurgent leader basically said, we want to get rid of the U.S. What comes after is something we will have to deal with among ourselves and with other Iraqis. You know, basically, it could actually, if we were out of the picture, some of the insurgent groups could engage in bloodshed against one another because they have such different and disparate political views of the future of Iraq within themselves, not to mention with other communities.
Can you tell me something that you learned that came as a real insight to you?
Our total lack of understanding and cultural ignorance of Iraq has been one of the most salient things to come out of this for me.
Now, you're saying that as someone who worked with U.S. troops, who teaches at the U.S. Naval War College in Newport, Rhode Island, you're saying that, the U.S. military doesn't know what it's doing?
No, I'm I'm just saying we've had a history of fighting counterinsurgency campaigns. We've not always been successful, and one of the reasons we've not always been successful is the lack of understanding of what I call the human terrain on which we're fighting.
When you say the human terrain, you mean not just the location of some particular sniper or insurgent, you mean what's happening in that neighborhood and what people think in that area.
Yes, cultural understanding, both at the local level right up to the national level. And, you know, what I call also strategic intelligence of a region or a country. We don't have that. Societal networks, relations between tribes and within tribes, kinship ties. What is it people are fighting for? One of the key things I put in the book is that, you know, sometimes people fight not so much for material things, but they fight to protect an identity, a sense of self that they see under threat. Had we understood that, much of the problems that began in spring and summer of 2003 could have been avoided.
One other thing, as you've continued to observe the way that Iraq has changed over the last several months, do you think that the insurgency is really the most dangerous thing that the United States effort faces there right now?
No, Iraq right now is, you know, in a situation of what I call free fall towards ethno-sectarian civil war. The insurgency is running parallel with a decline into low-level civil war. And no matter how many times we deny that, the fact is a civil war is a civil war, and the casualties prove it. If we keep denying that, then we won't be able to create the framework to head off a civil war.
Well, Professor Hashem, author of Insurgency and Counterinsurgency in Iraq, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And you can read Professor Hashem's analysis of insurgent organizations in Iraq at npr.org.